You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm always jealous of people who can take a good nap.
That's me.
You can nap. You don't do it often, maybe, but
every day, man, nap. I hit a wall at 1 o'clock and I nap. It's like clockwork.
I didn't
every
know
day.
You did that every day.
I do, yeah. And that new couch that we bought that reclines.
Oh, that's the good one. Huh?
Dad has a spot now. Nicole's like, that is Dad's spot.
That's cute.
Yeah.
There's a little Jeremy shape.
And I know. It's like I kick it up and there's my 20-30 minute nap every day.
I'm not a nap person, can't do it. But supposedly a psychologist who specializes in what they call behavioral sleep medicine has identified the sweet spot. Like, how long are you napping?
20 to 30 minutes, usually, because I got other things I want to do. I don't want to sit
that
there all day.
That is the sweet spot.
Okay,
in fact,
good.
What this specialist is saying is you should set your alarm for 30 minutes, and that will give you 5 to 10 minutes to fall asleep and 20 minutes of actual sleep time. Now, if you're saying, no, I like to nap longer, you shouldn't do that. And they say the reason why is that your brain starts getting into deeper stages of sleep.
Yeah.
And you don't want that to happen with a nap because then you'll just wake up feeling all groggy. And
get into the highway to the groggy mode, yeah.
But if you can get 20 to 30 minutes, it'll help you focus, it'll boost your energy, and improve your mood.
All right,
that's good. Stanford. You know, I think my stance on college education is pretty well established on this show. Dom is not a fan.
Yeah.
But now, Stanford, kind of making my point for me. Here you are spending, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars to send your child off to get an edumacation. Stanford is offering a new course on one single Taylor Swift song.
Luckily, it's her long song.
It's the 10-minute version of All Too Well.
Yeah.
The original came out 11 years ago, and she put out an extended version just a couple of years ago.
She performed it on Saturday Night Live, and I think if you want to watch it or listen to it, that's the one you need to.
That's the one to do.
That's the one, yes.
Well, anyway, it's part of a special program at Stanford where former students are the teachers, and the class is called All Too Well 10-Week Version.
Man.
It reportedly will focus an in-depth analysis of the lyrics of the song. So everyone's going to walk out of there hating Jake Gyllenhaal.
Is that who the song's about?
Well, she has never confirmed it, but all of the Swifties are convinced that that song is about Jake Gyllenhaal. So he's somewhere going, oh, we don't need a course on that. Oh, man.
On a related note, here's this little side story I saw today. A new study shows that nearly half of college graduates don't feel comfortable around traditional office technology like fax machines and printers. First of all, I get the fax machine. Who's still using that?
Sure.
But printers? 20% of young office workers say that they feel some form of tech shame about not understanding how to use the office equipment, the basic office equipment.
Now, that is interesting because I have a soon-to-be 21-year-old who is a college student.
She knows how to make copies? Student.
But when she has to, like, print something, it kind of freaks her out. Mm-hmm. And I've never thought about that before. Not, like, freak her out, but, I mean, she's like, oh. And you can tell that she's bothered with the idea of printing something from her phone.
Oh, man.
She'd rather not print.
That's funny. I'll just not print.
And by the way,
the paper.
Some of you will write in and say, oh, she's saving the planet. No, I got to tell you something. She is the worst. I am way more green than the college student. A couple of concert notes for you, Jeremy. During the encore of her show on Monday night in L.A., Carrie Underwood, your wife's favorite person.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Underwood brought out Axl Rose, and they did a duet
no
of
way.
Welcome to the Jungle.
I want to watch that. Is that posted somewhere?
You can see the video. It's
painful.
It's kind of sad.
For Carrie Underwood or Axl?
Everybody on the planet.
Everyone involved. Everyone at that concert.
In the video I saw is recorded
sure
from
fine.
Someone who's out in the crowd, and there's a bunch of woo.
Oh, yeah, that's what you do at concerts.
But I'm thinking about this. That's now a 35-year-old song, right?
Yeah, but fairly iconic.
That would be the equivalent of you in high school listening to a song like from the late 50s or
Little Johnny B. Good
1960 and going, woo!
Woo! CCR!
That's kind of sad. And get a load of this. Speaking of old, 90-year-old Willie Nelson is going still back going. Out on the road this summer.
He's still going, huh?
For the Outlaw Music Festival tour.
Jeez.
God, 90 years old. He's still out smoking dope and doing shows,
Tearing it up.
That's crazy. All right, what else is trending?
Well, one of the weirdest trending stories floating around this morning. This woman in Oklahoma had a run-in with a monkey. I guess this monkey escaped a nearby neighbor's house and started terrorizing her. I have the audio of her talking about it. Here you go.
I looked out the window and there was a monkey looking at me. And I took a second take and I was like, there's the monkey on the front porch. He was trying to get into my house. The little button that you push in on your screen door, he had broke it off. I was literally hanging on to the door trying to hold my door closed. He crawled, jumped up my back and landed on my head, grabbed handfuls of hair and just ripped it out and then ripped my ear almost completely off of my head.
My God.
Jeez.
Why is that monkey so angry?
That's one angry monkey.
There's the monkey on the front porch.
I just
imagine
listening to her talk.
Checking that Ring doorbell cam and there's a just sitting there. Anyway.
Remember
I'll just leave
day.
It there because the story doesn't end well for the monkey, so we'll just leave it there.
No.
He almost ripped her ear off.
Well, why'd you have to say
well,
that?
Because I'm sure people want to know how it ended.
No, she probably provoked that poor monkey.
There's the monkey on the front porch.
There was a time when Jeremy first started on the show. He used to get so mad because we'd have a live audience Friday show, and Jeremy could walk like a monkey, and
yeah,
we'd say, do your monkey walk.
Do the monkey impression. I'm like, oh, God.
Here we go again.
Here we go again. Really
good at it.
I haven't done it in a while. I might have to bust it out. Can't do it today. I'm in cowboy boots. I need tennis shoes to do it. Oh, no. Lindsay Lohan is pregnant. This will be the first child for Lindsay and her hubby. She posted a picture of a onesie with the words, coming soon, on it. There's a little caption there that said, we are blessed and excited. Mm-hmm. And I guess Lindsay's dad said that she's going to be an unbelievable mom. That's the quote. So there's your Lindsay Lohan update
for the
day.
What is that based on?
Right. Right? Because she's had kind of a train wreck life. So I don't know.
Parents aren't exactly exemplary parents.
Right?
Either,
and that too. So anyway. We did watch Lindsay Lohan's latest Christmas movie this Christmas that came out on Netflix. It's pretty good, actually.
Pretty cute?
It's pretty cute. There's a movie...
Well, then there's also Mean Girls, you know. So.
The classic Mean Girls. Somebody made a movie about a guy who was stuck in a porta potty. It's a German movie called Holy Blank. You can fill in the blank. It's a horror thriller. They're supposed to have some sort of comedic aspects to it, hence being trapped in a porta potty. I guess this guy wakes up trapped in there on a construction site where a demolition is about to take place. There's a whole synopsis. You might get blown to bits. The trailer went out yesterday if you're interested. This is on the heels of Cocaine Bear that just came out. I saw Cocaine Shark is on the way, and now we got a guy trapped in a porta potty. So I think we're running out of ideas.
Wasn't there some film with some big star not long ago that he was stuck in a phone booth or couldn't hang up from the payphone?
What was that? That sounds familiar.
Somebody will text us. It was some big star in a movie where they couldn't leave a payphone booth or something.
I don't know.
By the time this trending report is over...
Wasn't there a movie where a guy couldn't leave a bus because if it went under 50 miles an hour, it would blow
yeah,
up?
Yeah, we know about that one. You don't have to text
you
us.
You know what movie we need?
There's the monkey on the front porch.
That's the movie we need right there. Some good news.
Are
you going to look that up? Here.
I'm going to Google it.
Was that a Superman movie? Clark can't get stuck in the phone booth?
Excuse me. It was called Phone Booth.
Hey, there you
with
go.
With Colin Farrell.
Why couldn't he leave the phone booth? Would it blow up?
A selfish and dishonest publicist who becomes a victim of a mysterious caller who threatens to kill him. Trapped in a phone booth, pinned down by a sniper rifle.
Holy crap. Dang. All right.
Phone booth. Okay, right. That was good.
I don't think I'd watch that.
Stupid.
A new survey said 63% of workers say that they would like to stay with their company, a desire to stay with their company for the next year if they offered more pet benefits. Dom, did you see this story?
Oh, okay.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
I saw the headline. I did not...
Instead of just traditional family benefits, if the company offered benefits for your pets, like maybe pet insurance or something, I get that for as
sure
in love everybody is with their pets.
Especially in Colorado, which is so dog crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of cool. Coors Light. Here's your drunk America. Coors Light is releasing limited edition beer-flavored popsicles. They're going to coincide with March Madness. They're called Coorsicles. They're available at more than 800 bars throughout the country. Here's the thing, though. There's no alcohol in them. I guess
What's
they
the
just
point?
Taste like frozen beer. What's the point is right. You can order
a six-pack. Well, I guess, you know, I have had non-alcoholic beer before in my life.
It's just to kind of get the taste and the fix. And
I guess.
Still get your endorphins going, I guess. I don't know. You can buy a six-pack of these frozen popsicles online for $20.
Or not.
Or just go plunk down your $6 on regular Coors Light, you know, and get your buzz on, you nerd. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook. Oh, wait, you know what? We didn't do the avocado story.
We'll do it then.
Hold on. Let me go back up in my Word document. A 39-year-old woman in Florida named Carlene facing felony battery charges for allegedly striking her 68-year-old boyfriend in the eye with an avocado. They say it's unclear why the boyfriend was beaned. She also hit him with some sort of metal rod. But anyway, she was arrested for battery and upgraded to a felony because he's over 65 years old. No word yet on how ripe, overripe, or underripe the avocado was, but...
He must have done something bad to ruin a perfectly good avocado.
Those are expensive, too,
That's what
man.
I'm saying.
All right, now we can do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Make your way over to our...
Don't you figure?
What's that?
He probably had it coming.
He totally had it coming. Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Do you guys remember Pizza Rat that popped up on the internet a couple years ago? This rat in New York City that was dragging a giant pizza, slice of pizza down the street. And they nicknamed
it
Pizza
Rat.
Now we have Pizza Eagle. A nature photographer caught a bald eagle swooping down and grabbing a slice of pepperoni pizza off somebody's table. And there's these majestic pictures of this beautiful eagle with a giant slice of pizza in its talons.
Sounds good.
It's just ridiculous enough to make it to clickbait today. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.